WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
We begin this morning with First Weather. Meteorologist Dan Zero, jacket on the way out the door this morning.
Yep, and you'll probably need it this afternoon, too, as we stay breezy and cool all day long. Temperatures across New Jersey this morning, 30s to the north, 40s for most of the state. I'm seeing a couple of 50s sprinkled in around Cumberland and Cape May counties in South Jersey. Lots of beautiful sunshine today, dry air in place, but high temperatures will end up just shy of normal for late October. Mid to upper 50s will do it today. Fairly similar to yesterday, maybe a degree or two cooler. Clear skies, calm winds, and chilly temperatures tonight. We're back down to the lower 40s for most, and again some 30s and patchy frost expected in the coolest spots. Tomorrow's Halloween, and your trick-or-treat forecast shaping up pretty well as we warm up, highs in the mid to upper 60s. With partly sunny skies, Thursday the 1st of November, looking like the warmest day of the week, near record lower 70s. It'll be mostly cloudy, could be a stray shower to the northwest during the day, and then more widespread rain will arrive Thursday night into Friday. Right now, Bridgeton 42, Lebanon 36, and Holgate 43.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:02. Only days before a gunman entered the Tree of Life Synagogue, Rabbi Jeffrey Myers had posted an online blog encouraging his congregation to make the most of life's moments. He wrote, "None of us can say with certainty there is always next year." On Saturday, Myers found himself barricaded in a choir loft bathroom, considering making one final video to his wife and children to tell them goodbye. Of the 11 who died, Myers lost 8 congregants. Following that shooting rampage that killed 11, Governor Murphy is calling for additional gun control measures to be adopted in New Jersey as quickly as possible.
The governor says Jersey lawmakers need to pass a bill to close a loophole to make it illegal for anyone who is disqualified from owning a gun to purchase or sell a firearm. He also wants to more closely regulate the sale of ammunition and speed up the development of smart gun technology.
I am ready to roll up my sleeves and get to work with both leaders and their colleagues to get these measures passed and on my desk so I can sign them into law.
Murphy adds we should also create a grant program to help cities implement violence intervention strategies. At the State House, David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Dan Zero's commuter weather. It is chilly when you step outside. Temperatures are above freezing, but we're in the 30s and a couple of 40s on the board this morning. Sunny and dry, breezy and cool. Highs only in the mid to upper 50s. A clear, calm night tonight. Tomorrow, it's going to warm up for trick-or-treaters. High temperatures will be in the mid to upper 60s and warmer still on Thursday. We'll have more on the rest of the week's forecast coming up with Dan in just a couple of minutes. Still ahead on New Jersey's First News. What the state is doing to make sure that your child is not hurt in another bus crash. The story in 2 minutes. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
Steve Trevelise.
The Jersey deer have no fear. You and the car, the 4,000-pound car, they don't care. And now that it's mating season, oh, no.
Monday through Thursday evening, 7 to 11 on New Jersey 101.5 and NJ1015.com. This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:07. Dan Zero's commuter weather. Temperatures are in the 30s and 40s this morning. 50s are going to do it for the high today, but we are going to warm up. It's going to be pretty decent for trick-or-treaters on Wednesday night and then warmer still on Thursday. More on what you can expect coming up here in minutes. Lawmakers have now given themselves broad subpoena powers as they launch hearings into Governor Murphy's hiring practices. The investigation comes from fellow Democrats after it was learned a campaign staffer accused of rape somehow was hired into the administration. The legislative committee will also look into other hiring scandals that have plagued Murphy in recent weeks. With a family of a 10-year-old Paramus girl killed in last spring's Route 80 crash on hand Monday, lawmakers sent a multi-bill package to Governor Murphy's desk. It is designed to better regulate school bus company procedures and their drivers' qualifications.
These measures require driver safety education training twice a year and mandate a suspension of a motorist bus driver endorsement after 3+ moving violations in 3 years or the accumulation of 6 points. Assemblyman Chris Tully said Miranda Vargas' family has been on the leading edge.
I thank you for your strength, and I thank you for all the advocacy that you have shown. Your commitment to making certain no family experiences the heartache that you have is unwavering.
10-year-old Miranda and teacher Jennifer Williamson died in the May 17th crash, after which the state moved quickly to require 3-point lap and shoulder seat belts on all new buses. Patrick Lavery, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:08. The daughter of longtime Lodi mayor Emil Carafa has been arrested for sexual contact with a student at the school where she teaches. 32-year-old Stephanie Carafa taught at Thomas Jefferson Middle School, was arrested after police found explicit images of her and the student on her phone. The student under the age of 16, she is charged with aggravated criminal sexual contact and endangerment. New Jersey health officials say they have confirmed another case of adenovirus in an outbreak at a pediatric rehab center that has left 9 dead. The new diagnosis brings the total number of cases at the Wanacue Center for Nursing and Rehab to 26. There have been 8 pediatric deaths associated with the outbreak, at least one young adult. State health inspectors will be looking at that facility and similar facilities around the state. 6 years after Superstorm Sandy slammed the Garden State, causing billions in damage, 1,200 families are still not back in their homes. But a new $50 million program aims to change that.
To help families displaced by Sandy, Governor Murphy says the state is creating a new zero-interest, uncapped, forgivable loan fund. He points out the money for the program will come from undistributed federal Sandy funds,
through which qualified homeowners who have already maxed out their $150,000 grant awards could seek the additional funds needed to finish the work on their homes.
Murphy adds the state will also work with families previously ordered to repay excessive storm aid, and in some cases they may have some or all of their debt wiped clean. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey Transit is a miserable ride on their best day. Monday evening was not their best day. Not on the Montclair-Boonton line, a train bound for Penn Station lost power, plunging more than 1,500 riders into the dark for more than an hour as temperatures and tempers flared. Riders tweeted out that fights were breaking out and some passengers were passing out. Debate over hiking New Jersey's minimum wage to $15 an hour has generally excluded tipped workers like servers from the equation. But a new proposal from state lawmakers says this vulnerable population should not be left behind.
The state's minimum wage is $8.60, but for tipped workers, it's $2.13. Assemblywoman Shavonda Sumter is updating a piece of legislation to eventually eliminate the tipped minimum wage altogether.
The goal is to bring the wages in line with individuals who are not tipped workers.
Sumter says 7 states have done away with tipped minimum wage and restaurants haven't seen a decrease in revenue. Governor Murphy says he wants to pass an increase in the minimum wage by year's end. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
2 animal rights activists who oppose the state's bear hunt are now charged with freeing a bear from a trap in North Jersey. The bear was caught in a barrel trap, which was placed in a culvert by the state after a report of an aggressive bear in the area. A lawyer for the charged would not confirm they were involved, but did play a video where you can hear the young bear crying after being caught in that trap. Rutgers is establishing a center on gun violence research to focus on all aspects of a growing problem.
Ryan Strom, chancellor of the Rutgers Biomedical and Health Sciences, says we still have an average of 475 firearms deaths each year and countless more injuries. Speaking about this new Rutgers effort,
this really requires a massive multidisciplinary approach.
Strom says Governor Murphy and the legislature challenged them to use their cross-disciplinary expertise to uncover the roots of gun violence.
How do you help people recover from it? How do we prevent it? What are innovative technologies going forward?
The research will examine gun homicides, assaults, suicides, and accidental shootings. Joe Cutter, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:12. A chilly start this morning. Still warming up this week, though. Dan has an extended look at the forecast, and we'll recap our top stories next.
New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:14, as we bring in our chief meteorologist, Dan Zero. So, Dan, we've got some nice weather to look forward to this week.
That's right. Not just sunshine, but a nice warm-up as we prepare to transition from October to November. Yeah, I can't believe it either, but the months are about to change. It's a chilly start to the day. We've got some 30s and some 40s out there for this Tuesday morning. Lots of sunshine today. Dry air firmly in place over New Jersey. High pressure on top of us. It will be a little bit breezy today. I saw gusts as high as maybe 25. 5 miles an hour early on throughout the day, and that's going to add a bit of a chill to the cool air. So mid to upper 50s will do it today. I think you'll still want a jacket into this afternoon. Tonight, clear skies, calmer winds, and some chilly temperatures on the way. Lows dip into the lower 40s, probably some 30s and patchy frost in the coolest spots. Halloween tomorrow, a good looking forecast. You know, usually we have to talk about bundling up or chance of rain or snow. Not the case this year. Partly sunny, highs climbing into the mid to upper 60s tomorrow, and it gets even warmer as we kick off November on Thursday. Highs in the lower 70s, that'll be close to record highs. It'll be a mostly cloudy day. There could be a stray shower in northwestern New Jersey during the day Thursday, and then the better chance for rain arrives Thursday night. Friday does look like a pretty wet and soggy day. It's also our cool down day. While it will start near 70 degrees Friday morning, I think we'll end up in the 50s by Friday afternoon, and then a cooler weekend. I don't see an Arctic blast here, but certainly no more 60s and 70s as we head into Saturday and Sunday. New Jersey First News Time now, 5:15.
Around the state, around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Eric Scott. Among our top stories this morning, in the wake of the synagogue attack outside of Pittsburgh, Governor Murphy is proposing tougher gun laws again. Another case of adenovirus at a Jersey health facility where 9 have died. Similar facilities will get a checkup from state health officials. In sports, Sixers beat the LeBron-less Braves. Knicks top the Nets. Patriots over the Bills on Monday Night Football. Your bus stop forecast and New Jersey fast traffic next.
All Jersey, all the time.
I'm a traveling nurse, and I listen to you guys all the time. You make me happy and laugh.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey First News Time on the nose, 519. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zara with your bus stop forecast for this Tuesday morning. No weather concerns today. It is cool this morning. 30s and 40s will top out mid to upper 50s this afternoon. You'll still want the jacket with breezy conditions. Sunny skies in the forecast for today. New Jersey First News Time, still 519.
New Jersey 101.5.
Hello.
You're listening to New Jersey's First News, a full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news from your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
5:22, Tuesday morning. We have temperatures that are starting out in the 30s and 40s. 50s will do it for the high today. And we are looking at a warm-up. It should be pretty nice for trick-or-treaters tomorrow. And then warmer still on Thursday. Dan will have more on that coming up in just a couple of minutes. Mourners coming together Monday in Newark, honoring the victims of Saturday's synagogue shooting outside Pittsburgh. Mayor Ross Baraka says citizens of all faiths and backgrounds need to unite to promote healing.
That none of us are safe if one of us is not safe. That we all have to be together or none of us will be together.
11 people lost their lives at the Tree of Life Synagogue when a man shouted anti-Semitic language and then opened fire. President Trump is sending to the U.S.-Mexico border more than double the number of U.S. troops that are fighting Islamic State in Syria. Some 5,200 troops headed to the southwest border as the president continues to focus on Central American migrants moving north in a slow-moving caravan in Mexico, still hundreds of miles from the U.S. border. Trump tweeted out, "This is an invasion of our country, and our military is waiting for you." Monmouth County, the self-proclaimed poster child of shared services, state lawmakers are urging communities to cut redundancies and save taxpayer money. Monmouth County is attempting to expand and enhance its program, gathering nearly 200 shared services agreements since 2011.
The county's 911 communications center got the ball rolling.
We provide services for 49 municipalities. We dispatch for 23 police departments, 70 fire districts, 37 EMS rescue squads.
Freeholder Director Thomas Arnone says the shared services they coordinate for towns, from records management to dredging, save money for those towns' taxpayers and bring revenue to the county.
So in my eyes, it was a double savings.
Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:24. A New Jersey shore town has begun enforcing a ban on aggressive panhandling. It is being criticized by civil liberty advocates and advocates for people experiencing poverty. Violators of the new ordinance in Asbury Park are subject to fines ranging from $100 to $2,000, plus community service or jail time for repeat offenders. The new law defines aggressive panhandling as following individuals in a menacing manner, using verbal abuse, physically blocking somebody's path while soliciting money. The ACLU is considering a legal challenge. Vehicles equipped with advanced driver assistance systems like blind spot monitoring and automatic emergency braking may help you be safer on the roads, But AAA is warning they are really expensive to repair.
These technologies can cost between $3,000 and $5,000 to fix, depending how extensive the repairs are, says Robert Sinclair of AAA Northeast. So if you hit a bumper...
Well, there's lots of sensors in those bumpers that are used to activate the cross-traffic alert of, say, the blind spot warning system. And the repair of those sensors is what makes these technologies more expensive.
Many safety systems rely on cameras behind windshields that require recalibration when the glass is replaced. Another costly damage...
Blind spot monitoring, that usually includes technology that's built into the mirror that would show some sort of warning. An icon or a light would pop up.
Jen Ursulo, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 5:26. It is chilly again this morning. Kids will need a jacket on the way to the bus stop, but they may not need one for trick-or-treating. Dan will have full forecast details in 4 minutes on the half hour at 5:30. Also at 5:30, once again, Governor Murphy promoting tougher gun laws. And we'll update business news next.
New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:28. As we update business news this morning, Asian shares mostly higher. Traders took the weaker yen as a sign Chinese exports can remain competitive if a trade dispute with Washington heats up. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow tumbled another 1%. 24,442 is where the market stands right now. New Jersey's First News is engineered by Kathy Wagner, news directors Annette Petriccioni, content coordinated by Dan Alexander. Sergio Bichow is at the editor's desk.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.
Hey, we have a great new contest for you at NJ1015.com. It's called the Game Day Giveaway. You can win two tickets to the pro football game of your choice, including airfare and hotel. The contest goes on now through October 31st at NJ1015.com.